This is Aspen Public Radio News. I'm Elizabeth Stewart-Severy. The Aspen Public Radio News team is providing live updates from the Lake Christine Fire in Basalt. Tune in every half hour for ongoing coverage. The size of the fire is now estimated at 4,900 acres. A federal Stage 2 incident management team has taken the lead on the Lake Christine Fire. Reporter Kristen Kay spoke with Jennifer Kostich, the public information officer from that team, and Kristen's on the line with me now. Hi, Kristen, can you hear me?
Hi, yeah, can you hear me okay?
Yeah, you sound great, thanks.
Great.
So, Kristen, first, what does it really mean to have this Stage 2 team? Who are they, and what does it mean for local agencies now that they're in charge?
Yeah, so I'm at the staging center for this Stage 2 incident management team at the Eagle County building in Elgin Bell, and this is the Northern Rockies Incident Management Team. They took over management of the fire this morning, and they received a call from the state of Colorado. So the chain of command kind of goes town and then county, so town of Basalt and Eagle County, and then state, and then the state called these guys in. This is a federal team comprised of really everyone you could imagine to manage incidents like this. It's everything from medical support to communication to even like food supplies. This team was actually headed to Loveland. Lakewood had called them just to prepare in advance for another big fire in Colorado because it was the 4th of July and because our fuels are so dry.
Okay.
And then they got the call and rerouted here. So they'll continue to coordinate with the Eagle County Emergency Operations Center and the Eagle County Sheriff's Office and Basalt Fire and all the other agencies who have been involved. It doesn't mean anyone's getting kind of cut out of the picture. One member of the team told me that then they hand over control kind of back through that chain of command to local agencies when things are more stable. One thing that I think is important for people to know is that people can continue to get their information in the same place that they've been able to through the Eagle County Sheriff's Office, through their website or Facebook page. This incident management team is still using that same avenue to communicate, so you don't have to go somewhere new for information.
Okay, so then what does the new team bring to the table?
You know, because this is a federal team, they're able to kind of order and mobilize so many more resources, but it is a tough fire year already in Colorado, and so resources are already spread out. Here's Kostich.
I know that there's outstanding orders for many, many things, including hotshot crews, engines, structural protection engines. I believe helicopters were on order, and a lot of those resources are being spread thin nationwide. So, yeah, you know, in Colorado, there's a lot of big fires going on right now.
So it sounds like we've known that this was a dry year with lots of fire danger, and Kostich is pretty honest there about the amount of resources that can be directed toward this fire. Did you get any new information from her on the fire itself?
I don't know that there's much that's new. She kind of had the information from 9:30 this morning. 4,900 acres burned, 0% contained. Today, firefighters are assessing and then engaging with fire where possible. They're also focused on power lines. Mm-hmm. She mentioned that the humidity came up quite a bit today. It was about 3% yesterday to over 20% today. But with that came the mixed blessing of cloud cover. It can affect visibility and therefore air support. And she said, even with that humidity, the fuel here is so dry, it can really take a long time for the humidity to affect it.
Okay.
But she did sound hopeful, more hopeful about conditions today as far as wind and humidity. She mentioned there still are no reported injuries or fatalities, and that people really should still be ready to evacuate, and that we don't know when current evacuation orders will be lifted.
Yeah, it sounds like evacuations are quite dependent on wind conditions and how the fire moves.
Mm-hmm. Right.
When can we expect some new information?
Kostich said probably the next update of new information will be at this public meeting. It will be at Basalt High School at 6 p.m. If anyone was in attendance last night or has heard our coverage, it'll be officials once again from Basalt mm-hmm. and Eagle County. New for tonight, there will be officials from this Stage 2 management team who will talk about their role, and then the Department of Public Health will be there to talk about air quality and public health threats because of that. And then someone from Holy Cross will also apparently be there to talk about the transmission lines and power, which, as you know, is really a concern valley-wide.
Okay, Kristen, thanks so much for the update.
Yeah, absolutely.